Om Agnatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpatarubhyesha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Chaitanya Padam Bhoja Madhupebhyo Namo Namaha Katanchidashaya Desham Swapitat Gandha Bhagbhavet Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi 10.1 My respectful obeisances to all devotees of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who are like honeybees, drinking honey from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Even a dog, or Prabhupada says, a dog-like non-devotee, even a dog, by taking shelter of such devotees, somehow or other, will also get a share of that honey. Another verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yasya prasadada gyupi sadya sarva agyatam vrajet sa shri chaitanya devame bhagavan sam prasidatu. May Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be fully merciful unto me. By his grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. And one more from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vaigunya kita kalita paishunya vranapidita dainyar naveni magnoham chaitanya vaidyamashaye. I am bitten by innumerable germs of material defects. And I'm suffering from boils covering my whole body, boils of enviousness and fault-finding mentality. So I immerse myself in the ocean of humility and take shelter of Dr. Chaitanya. Chaitanya Vaidyam Ashraya. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Dear devotees, there is hope. Many years ago, I remember, I heard a class by Niranjan Swami where he was explaining that if we have no anukulyena, no intention to make Krishna happy in our devotional service, no favorable mood while we perform our devotional service, then it's not devotional service. So it sounded very heavy. And after his, that's one of the most important things I ever heard in my devotional life, and I often speak about it also. So I, after that lecture in BBT, Drusky Inkai, I asked him, so if I don't have this favorable mood, anukulyena, is there hope for me? So he said, as long as you keep yourself in the association of devotees, there is hope. Some years ago, around year 2000, I felt rather dejected. I was rather dejected encountering different obstacles in my devotional life. I felt almost like dead in my spiritual life. And I heard from somebody that His Holiness Shachinandan Swami is giving a class in one secret flat in the MVT. You all, of course, know where it is, this secret flat, on Bhakti Rasayana Shlokas. So when I came, Maharaj said that Rasayana is a secret chemical composition which brings dead to life. And he proceeded to tell us a few stories from Vrindavan, from Gopi Gaura Chandranana going to Mathura. I still remember that. And I remember, I came out of that class and I felt actually brought back to life, revived. Indeed. So, Bhagavatam declares that to find Narayana Parayana devotee is more rare than to find a great sage who can fly, exhibit mystic powers, and so forth. It's more rare. And Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu also says that Bhava Bhakti is sudurlabha, very, very rare. And there are two reasons why it's rare. So what are the two reasons why it's rare? One reason, Krishna is careful. He is vetting you. Yeah? Of course, maybe he's employing his special agent Maya to vet you, yeah? To make sure you're okay. You pass all the security checks and you are not going to be sick in the spiritual world. That's one, because if you have Bhava Bhakti, then Krishna entrusts himself into your hands. But this is one reason. Another reason is that, as Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur explains, bhakti proceeds through the nine stages. So Bhava Bhakti comes after Asakti. And Asakti means what? Eagerness, very strong eagerness. Being very, very eager. So part of that answer is that we are not eager. We are not hungry for that love. We have no desire to get it. So that's the definition. That's the illustration to your previous class. Yeah, that's how we should sound when we realize. Where is my hope? Oh, what to do? Oh, where? where is Krishna? But there is hope. There is hope. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam 1:2:17, Shinvatam Savakata Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtana Hridyantasto Hyabhadrani Vidunoti Suhrit Satam. Krishna, when you hear about him, he removes all inauspicious from your heart, himself. So in the purport, Prabhupada says, the Lord is reciprocally respondent to his devotees. When he sees that a devotee is completely sincere in getting admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord. It's a very interesting language, admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord. And has thus become eager to hear about him. The Lord acts from within the devotee in such a way that the devotee may easily go back to him. The Lord, and this one is a not golden sentence, but it's a sentence worth mountains of jewels. The Lord is more anxious. The Lord is more anxious to take us back into his kingdom than we can desire. Good news. The Lord is more anxious to take us back into his kingdom than we can desire. We cannot desire as strongly as he desires. Then Prabhupada says, most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Only a very few want to go back to Godhead. But anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps in all respects. So, the acharyas are Krishna manifestation. All the devotees are kripa sindubhya. Oceans of mercy. And especially the acharyas, the teachers, our Goswamis, we are Rupanuga. Surupa Goswami, he writes a whole book with formulas, and he gives a recipe of rasa. There are five, if you want to cook. Many devotees are expert cooks. Every devotee has to cook from time to time. So Rupa Goswami gives you a full recipe. There are five ingredients for rasa. And we will discuss this because our practice or sadhana is defined. Kriti sadhya sadhya bhava sa sadhana vidha. The definition of sadhana, sadhana vidha, is kriti sadhya sadhya bhava, is actions aimed at ecstatic love for Krishna. So it's good to know what is love for Krishna, what is the path, what are the obstacles or clouds of anartas that prevent us from moving there, and what is the desired outcome, and what is the recipe of transcendental taste of ecstatic love for Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Everything, we are talking about everything.